Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parshat Noach, we have 22 psukim. In this aliyah, the Mabul continues for 40 days and 40 nights. The waters cover even the highest mountains on earth. The waters kill all humans and animals. Literally everything in the world died, except for Noach and all of the people and animals on the Teva. The waters continue to storm on for another 150 days, 5 months. And eventually the waters subsided. The Teva rests on Har Ararat. Noach sends out a raven and then a dove. Eventually the dove does not return, which means that the earth can be inhabited again. And after one full year in the Teva, the earth dried out. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered by Noach's actions in our Aliyah. In our Aliyah, Noach opens the window in the Teva and sends out a raven. The Torah says in Perek Chet, Psukim Vav and Zayin, Vayihi, Miketz Arbaim Yom, Vayiftach Noach et Chalona Teva Asher Asa, Vayishlach et Haorev, Vayetze Yatzov Vashov Ad Yevoshet Hamayim Me'al Haaretz. And we can ask a very simple question. Why did Noach send the raven? When it comes to the dove, the Yonah, the Torah gives the reason for Noach sending the dove. In the very next pasuk, Perek Chet, pasuk Chet, the Torah says, "Vayishlach et haYonah meito lirot hakalu hamayim me'al panei adama." The Torah says that he sends out the dove to see if the water had subsided from the earth. But we don't hear that reason for the raven. So why indeed was the raven sent? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Chet Amud Bet, that when Noach sent the raven away, the raven accused Noach of two things. The raven said, first of all, that Noach sent the raven away so that Noach could have relations with the raven's mate. The Gemara also says that the raven accused Noach of destroying all ravens. The kosher birds, said the raven, have 7 pairs on the Teva, but non-kosher birds, like the raven, only have 1 pair. So clearly, said the raven, Noach was trying to kill off all the ravens. And the Gemara says that Noach refuted the raven's first claim. According to the Gemara, Noach said, if I'm forbidden to have relations with my wife on the Teva, certainly I cannot be with your mate. That was Noach's refutation of the raven's first claim. And what about the second claim? How did Noach refute the raven's claim that Noach was trying to destroy the species? The Gemara does not record any refutation by Noach. And in fact, the Or HaChaim, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, says exactly that. The Torah gives no reason for Noach sending the raven out of the Teva. There was no mission for the raven like there was for the Yonah. There was no errand. There was no objective in sending away the raven other than just that, to send the raven away. And what was the reason? What was so bad about the raven that Noach had to send it away? It happens to be that Chazal have many negative things to say about ravens. For example, the Chizkuni Rev Chizkia ben Manoach, who lived in the 13th century, points out that the raven is a scavenger bird that feeds on the carcasses of dead animals. And the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Daf Kuf Nun Heyem Bet, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, says that the raven has no compassion for its offspring and neglects even to feed its own offspring. But these are not the traits that the Or HaChaim himself quotes as the reason for Noach wanting the raven out of the Teva. The Or HaChaim quotes the same Gemara quoted a moment ago, Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Chet Amud Bet, that the raven had relations on the Teva, and that was the reason for Noach essentially banishing the raven from the Teva. It's an incredible thing. Of all the negative things you can say about the raven, of all the destructive and harmful things you can say about the raven, it was this issue about the raven that pushed Noach over the edge, so to speak. While the world was being destroyed, while Hashem's creations were dying, while the world is being reset, so to speak, it is more than inappropriate to have relations on the Teva. It was that midah, the midah of apathy, of indifference, of detachment, that Noach could not have on the Teva. Noach had that in him before the flood. It was Noach who was unable to bring even one new person onto the Teva. Noach, even after 120 years, was unable to save even one person. It was Noach, though, who learned that that was not the way to act after the flood was over. If you're going to act like the raven, there is no place for you on the Teva. What a powerful message from the Or HaChaim. We all have our own problems, no question. But to only look inward, to only be a tzaddik in pelt, so to speak, that cannot exist in our world. All of us have to act like the dove and not like the raven. Have an amazing day, everyone.